back over again. Once upon a time, Brother Rabbit and Brother Fox was going to Brother Rabbit and Brother Wolf were going to see Brother Fox's daughter. Brother Fox had some fine girls, and so he couldn't get in with their older daughter like he wanted to. Brother Wolf had him beat. So he decided that he'd do anything he could do to separate them, but he couldn't. So he just sat around, he acted nice, acted cute, but it didn't do no good. Brother Wolf had to deal, and they had the thing over. They were going to try to upset one another, didn't do any good. So he began to eat up Brother Fox's potato. Brother Fox didn't know who was eating up his potato. Brother Fox says to Brother Rabbit one day, so Brother Rabbit said, "You know, somebody's eating up my potato." So if I could just find out who it was, who it is, he said, "I don't know what I'll do." Well, he winked his eye at himself right then and said, "This is a good break for me to get that girl. I'm going to get rid of this guy, see? And then have Brother Wolf Fox to kill him, you see? Then he'd get rid of him, and he'd get the girl." So he went on, and he'd see Brother Fox that day. He said, "Well, all right." He said, I'll sure do anything I can for you if you do that." He see Brother Fox. "Brother Fox? Brother Wolf?" He said, "Brother Fox is going to have a party tonight." So, "You know what? And the girls want us to play for him." He said, "And let's get a new song." He said, "All right, I don't care, I'll do it." He said, "Now I want you to sing now. I'm going to sing and you bass, because you got a good tune, a good voice, you can bass." "Yeah, you get the feeling." Got his feeling. So they went down and said, "All you got to do is say, 'Yes, my Lord, I am.' That's all." "Oh, that's all, I'll do that." Went on down there and they practiced on the little hill. He said, "I'm going to sing." He said, "This is the man that stole Mr. Railroad Tater. Yes, my Lord, I am. Yes, my Lord, I am." So they practiced until they got it down perfect. Night come, they dressed, and they went on up there, up to Brother Fox High. And so they called Mr. Fox, Mr. Railroad, because he is the one that always went down the tracks, different tracks, stealing. That's why they called him Mr. Railroad. So they went on and up there that night, and they all sit in the corners, and they began to start the music, they tune around. Ain't got to that song yet, just tuning around, enjoying. Getting this crew all gathered up. After a while, Mr. Fox come in, and then they started the song. He told Mr. Fox he was going to make him tell him to his face, and that's what he meant. So he sung his song. He said, "This is the man that stole Mr. Railroad Tater. Yes, my Lord, I am. Yes, my Lord, I am." And then Fox looked at him and said, "Well, I didn't know he would do that. And that's the man he wanted to marry his daughter, the big shot, you know. He didn't know what to do about that, so he played it a while again, then he went over there and got Brother Fox. Brother Wolf by his neck and carried him out the door. Wanted to see what it's all about. Brother Wolf told him, says, "No, sir, I haven't bought your potato." Said, "You call yourself calling my daughter a gentleman and then stealing my potato?" Said, "No, I ain't stole your potato." Said, "Brother Rabbit told me to say that." So Brother Rabbit, he told him, that's what Brother Rabbit taught him. So he did that. So you see Brother Rabbit, "Are you sure that?" So he's declared to him. So he went there and got Brother Rabbit. Brother Rabbit done heard it all, anyhow. He couldn't get away. Didn't want to run for the girls, you know. So Brother Rabbit just give up. He said, "Yes, I lied. You can kill me. Do anything you want to. Just anything. I don't care what you do to me. I don't care what you do. Just don't put me in the brow. Because you see, my skin is tiny and I can't stand it. The brow just stick all in me and make bumps and knots all over me. It eats my skin. I just can't go in there. So just kill me. Cut my head off. Do anything." He said, "I'm going to cut your head off. Cut it off. Cut it off. I'm going to throw you in as well. Throw me in there. Anything you want to do. Anything. I don't care what you do. Just since you don't put me in the brow. Because the brows hurt me. This murders me up. This hurts me." And that just done him all the good. He went on down and found a big place where a whole lot of sticky browns, blackberry browns, the most thicky thorns, rat tans, all was in there. So he just caught him by his heel and gave him a great sling. As far as he could chunk him up in them browns. The rabbit jumped up before he hit the ground. Good. So this is where I'm bread and bone. Thank you, sir. This is where I want to be. This is the short one here. I call that about kind of like our this is it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, well, that's really great.
This is the settlers on a plantation a long time ago. This is real way back. Big plantation. The colored people had a big chicken yard, and the white people had a big chicken yard. It goes up to the barn and then up to the house. And so this white people had a great big old white rooster, big old, and he was heavy, you know. And he would come down every every day and going to the color folks' chicken yard. She had a lot of. She had a big old barred black rooster. They with them long spurs and white ears, you know. It's real. But every day he come down and get up on the fence and crow and fly over there. The older folks would make their children, make her children, run their rooster back. Don't let that rooster here fight that white little chicken. Don't let him. Run it back. They kept him running back all day long, every day. Keep their rooster running back. The children had to keep him running. He's strapped down there in the yard with them hens all day. Leave his up there in the field. Goes across them up there, too. He was the big shot. So he did this every day for time and after time. The children, they had to run him back. The rooster got used to it. Every time you see him coming down, they know the children are going to run that back, and they know that that he's going to take the yard. And he noticed, you know. And then crow about twice, and then the other rooster look out and see him, you know. And he'd start at him, then get him back. He had him hacked. He was just completely hacked, and he just couldn't fight. He couldn't do anything. So one Saturday, they had to go over town and for selling up on the farm. And all of them went early and left the children home. Told the children to scrub and clean up and whatnot. Didn't tell them anything. They didn't think about the chicken. Sure enough, here come that big rooster across the field. The little boys, the two little boys, three boys, however, one little baby girl. They peeped out the window to see this rooster coming. They said, let's don't run our rooster this morning. Let's don't let him know we're here. Let's see, can he fight? Let's see what he's going to do, that rooster. And so it's all right. So the rooster, the white rooster, he got up on the fence and he crowed. He looked over and he crowed. No, nobody showed up. They rooster looked out, and he didn't see the children, and nobody showed up. He wouldn't crow. He tip out. He looked at him. He didn't see the children. That's why the other rooster crowed again, because he looking for them to come out to run them children, see. And so nobody showed up. The children peeping at him. They rooster didn't hear nobody, so he crowed to see what the children going to come out. And he crowed. Children ain't come out yet. So that's good to say with him by himself. So he walked on out in the yard, then the black rooster walked on out manfully in the yard. And looked around. The other was standing on the fence right on. He crowed again. So the rooster didn't, and no children showed up. At that time, the white rooster blipped down in the yard. And when he did, the other rooster, he looked all around. Ain't seen nobody. And the white rooster made up at him. He flushed up and then he got at him. He hit him about twice, and that rooster, he wouldn't bother him. He'd run off the field and look around. Nobody bothered him. He come back into him. And they went at it. Nobody bothered. He looked around and tried to fight. Finally, fired, but nobody gonna bother. He said, let him fight. And they fouled. They fouled. Until this white rooster got so bloody and got so, and this rooster had them long spurs, you know, them sharp ones. And he just naturally was put it to him, you know, then he's scared too, you know. And so, when he whipped him so that he couldn't fly on the fence to go over. Back over to the his yard. He had to find a place through the crack somewhere. You know, he got him, he staggered, he got a place through the crack, and he went. Their children were so glad. They were so glad. They just clapped their hands and hollered. So I was used to beat him. I was used to stay from here now. I was used to beat him. He went up across the field, big old pasture field where he's eating other hens and chickens was eating, you know, up there. He going through that, whoop, whoop, so bloody to what to do. Whoop, whoop. The hen said, what's the matter with you? So that big black nigga got a pocket knife. That big black nigga got a pocket knife. he went on home. He thought them spurs was pocket knives. He didn't never come down there no more. There's a big black rooster, you know. That big, he called a nigga. You heard the rest of them call a nigga. That big black nigga got a pocket knife. And he was gone. That big, so he got to, when he got home, he stayed. Finally, after a while, then the people began to look the next day or two, and the rooster ain't come down. What's the matter with that rooster? He must be sick or something. The children went there to say, he ain't sick. He just ain't coming here no more. That's all. Yeah, that was good about him. Now, this other thing, what you were talking about, that was true. That was him, Wade Cross. George, this man, he was a tall, colored man. He couldn't read or write, nothing like that, but yet and still, he wanted to do something. He wanted to do good things. He wanted to be a big shot. That's what he wanted to be. He would strut around the Union Station up there and then step about there. He wanted to call the trains. He wanted to do, want somebody to hear him. You know, a lot of folks that way. He wants somebody to hear me. And he just wanted to do it and didn't have nothing to do it with, you know. And so he just wanted to. He worried his white man so much. He knew the man how he worried him so much about it. He wanted a job around. He wanted to do that. He said, well, someday or another, I may not see this, so I might help you. So he knew he couldn't ride, so after finding out he wasn't real, you know, real good, so he just decided to get it rid of him. He let him do it. So he told him, all right, said, I won't let you call trains.
You gonna give me the job? I said, sure, I'll take the job. I know I can do it. He's standing back and he's stretching, you know, Richard too long, Sheldon too short for long, but he was going on anyhow. And so,
and this day, this man, again, this red cap and this coach, you know what the boys call it, the trains man, it was train boy. So he went on out there and he just knew he was in. He walked up and down the place, then showing the folk what he had on, his cap and his coat, and he just strutting. There was one looking at him, so he got a job here. What is he going to do? Just looking at him. He told the people in the station about it, that not to worry about it, because this man was going to call the train. He can't call, and you know, he might call the wrong train, so don't worry about it, you know, so they wouldn't be getting up and charge them for it. So sure enough, after a while, the train blows, it's coming down the track. He's gonna call. He ain't know what's the charter board, nothing. What kind of train it was or nothing, you see. All he looked and see that smoke, great good, and heard that train. He come on to the door and looked in that door in the station. He said, "White folks, this is it. This is it. Come on out of there now. This is it." He didn't care what train it was. He didn't care if it was a locomotive, what it was, but this is it. "White folks, this is it." So we got that word all over the country now. This is it. Okay, what happened? This is it. Yeah, so it was very funny. So I guess that'll be all right now until we make up another figure.